Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Did you get this from me?
I gotta get it.
You're so sweet. In Muncie, you saw this?
Yeah.
Wow. If people are wondering, today's shir like a little hyper. The ones in person all understand why I'm a little hyper today. The ones on the recording won't cap that I have like the biggest bottle of malt I ever saw in front of me. This is like... Somebody was just by me for Shabbos and I took a quick malt. He's like, you mean this malt thing? Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome home to Menachem Braun. Certainly welcome back. Excellent. Menachem, I'm glad you're back. We're all glad you're back. Baruch Hashem. Coach Menachem is back. It's funny because the show is called Coach Menachem. And in yeshiva, the guy doesn't know that's like a legendary title here. Like
my mother called him Middle
Time. It's funny. It's funny. Yeah. Who knows that it drew us so many of the Waterbury Chevra, but just the words Coach Menachem by this nature pull us all. So, welcome home, Coach Menachem. I want to learn with the Chevra today a Rashi, Chumash Rashi. It's Baruch Hashem, we're getting close. It's Yom Chamishi. And I want to learn a Chumash Rashi with the Chevra that's important to me. I want to link it in a way to the month. I want to tell you why Cheshvan is such a beautiful month to me. Today it's Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And I love the boring Waterbury day. And I want to explain it to the guys. And then I want to learn a Rashi with you. Nisanel, thank you. I want to learn a Rashi with you that's like very moving to me. Certainly all of us love the Yom Tovim. And I'm not a pretend person. After Yom Tov, there's a certain downer. Being honest, I felt a little down leaving the Yom Tovim. Beautiful Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiyus and excitement, and there's a certain downer leaving. I love Yom Kippur, is stunning. To move away from Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is an awesome day, and to move away from all those precious days is difficult. We're allowed to feel and let it be honest. It's interesting. I took apart the sukkah with Aaron Smilowitz. We took my sukkah apart. And it's so fascinating. Building the sukkah, I told Johnny and I want to compose a song. You know, on Tisha B'Av, there's a song that contrasts the excitement when we left Mitzrayim to the downer of leaving Yerushalayim. So it describes, Mahesha V'yara, na-da-da-da-da, na-bitzei-zei-mi Mitzrayim, like Lebedek. And then you're like this sad, this sorrowful... Da 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 da. It's geschmack. People remember it because, like, this whole long morning of kinnis, there's like a shtickle action. But that song is always fascinating. I love it. You get the sense of music. It's not exactly a powerful song. It's not exactly like a lot of notes and keys. But the tune that we describe with great excitement leaving Mitzrayim. And the downer of leaving Yerushalayim. The sadness of leaving Yerushalayim. So Johnny and I want to make up a song, the excitement of building your sukkah and the downer of taking it apart. The building the sukkah is like magical. It's just gorgeous. Everybody's building the sukkah, they're putting it up. And there's such a sad downer taking down your sukkah. It's just sad. You take it down. It's the opposite feeling of building the sukkah. We need some song that describes the excitement. Da 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 la 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 la. When you build your sukkah, you need like a geschmack, the building, and then like this sad thing, you're taking apart the sukkah. L'maisa Rabbi say, that moving away from the Yamim Tovim is a very difficult thing. Truth. So I want to acknowledge that in describing how much I like Cheshvan. Now, does anybody know what's Cheshvan called? What do we call Cheshvan? I want to make up Maish Greenwald. Welcome home to Reb Maish Greenwald. Reb Maish, we have to compose a new song. You know on Tisha B'Av, the song that contrasts leaving Yerushalayim and leaving Mitzrayim? So it describes, like, with great excitement, leaving Mitzrayim, the great joy. Moshe v'yaro, la-da-da-da-da-na, tesi mi Mitzrayim. And then it describes very sad. Let's go, Hever, you're so shy. Everybody, la 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 la. So you get the Elio. That song is contrasting the great joy and energy and excitement we had upon exiting Mitzrayim. We were headed to Eretz Yisrael. It was fire. And then obviously the other part, we left Mitzrayim. When we left Yerushalayim in Churban Beis HaMikdash. So I want to make a song, the building of the Sukkah. And it has to have like all the dramatics. And that low part is exactly the taking apart of our Sukkah. The dismantling of the Sukkah. And what is Cheshvan called, Rabbi Yisrael? What do we call the month of Cheshvan? We add two letters. Mar Cheshvan. What does Mar mean? Bitter. Why do we call a month bitter Cheshvan? Mar Cheshvan. Now Mar could also mean master, but Mar could mean bitter. Mar Cheshvan. And one of the things about this month, this difficulty of the month, is we leave the Yom Tov, there's a quietness. There's a simplicity. It's minus all the Chagim. Kislev, we come back into it with Hanukkah. The end of Kislev, we come firing away with Hanukkah. But Cheshvan is that quiet month that follows the beautiful Tkufa of the Mayadim, of the beautiful Mayadim. So I want to say, I acknowledge Maish. I don't like to be a pretend person. I don't like on suffering to say, isn't suffering great? I love it. Thank you, Hashem, for suffering. We're human. Suffering's hard. So I don't want to be a pretend guy and say something I don't feel. It is difficult. The day after the Mayadim, there's a certain lull and a certain down. Nonetheless, Maish, I want to explain why I love the month of Cheshvan. And to explain that, Chevra, I want to tell you why I love the boring days of Waterbury. You will see over this man, we will have some magical days. We'll have some concert that just knacks and it's inspiring and the whole place is fired up. We'll have that Shabbos that the Yadid Nefesh hits the right key and the right note, some oinig that's magical. Waterbury is full of magical moments. Beautiful a Shabbos that's magical. A Kumsitz that's magical. A Shir. A Mustervad. There are a lot of magical moments. I think the most important and precious part of the yeshiva are the quiet day when Rai Shapiro one-on-one is talking to a guy in the gazebo. Rai Zon is in the Blue Ridge somewhere deep, deep, far underground. In a room deep, deep in the cellar of the Blue Ridge. And he's talking to a bacher. Rabbi Russ is holding on to some guy's hand. And I want to explain it. Something I've said many times before. But I want to get to a Rashi in Parashas Noach. I've said many times before. We talk about liking real. People give a brach Eliyahu to a bar mitzvah bacher. They tell the bar mitzvah bacher, a guy's putting on tefillin, a bacher in the yeshiva had a bar mitzvah went to his brother's bar mitzvah last night. Huh? So yo, they give the bar mitzvah the following bracha, Yehuda. The same joy that you have in putting on tefillin today, you should have your whole life. They give a chasna kala bracha. The love you have today, you should feel your whole lives. That love you should have your whole life. Elio, do you like when speakers give that bracha?
Yeah,
I can't handle it. I want to tell you why. I want to tell you, I like you. I wasn't asking. I want to tell you why I can't handle it, Elio. Bar mitzvah boy putting on tefillin. What's his thoughts to his tefillin? He's very excited. Tefillin, he's like googly. He's like giggly. He's all excited. Does the guy giving the bracha have the excitement of the bar mitzvah boy? Does he even believe that anybody could be that excited? So you don't even mean it. It's like a... Do you really mean that blessing? The same joy you have today, you should have in 30... Really? Is that going to even be possible? Are you serious? You tell a chasne kala, the same joy... I think it's an American mix-up, Elio, and I want to explain it. A bar mitzvah bachur does not have a relationship to his tefillin. He's excited about them. That's cool and nice. You can't have a relationship to something until you invest in it, until you're ma'aseh nefesh for it, until you produce together with it great things. He does not have a deep, profound, somebody who's had a lifetime of experiences with tefillin has a relationship with tefillin. Elio, what we mix up is the dramatic external emotion and excitement. Who's closer, a couple married 40 years who even are a little bit like they're sharp with each other? If you ever go to ShopRite, you see an old couple like yelling at each other. They're very good friends. And an old couple has much more of a relationship than a new couple. The real bracha to a chasen is, Elio, that the joy you have today should be turned into relationship. It should become something deep and profound, a connection. The bracha to a bar mitzvah boy is not the same joy you have today. You know when he's going to feel that joy if he ever loses his tefillin for a month? Basically, you told him your bracha is that he should lose his tefillin. I don't think that's a great bracha. The real, and basically, if you tell a spouse the same joy you have now should have your whole life, you're saying they should get into wars. If they have a big fight, when they make up, they feel like that. That's after a fight. The real bracha is that today you feel a certain excitement. That's cool. It should turn into something. Turn it in, and I'm not making fun of the dramatic feelings. Dramatic feelings are a blessing, Elio, but they don't create relationship and the deep bonds and connections that we're striving for. The Western culture only looks at the dramatic. This yeshiva, people look at the last night of yeshiva as the ultimate. The last night is a gift. It's wonderful. It's not what the yeshiva is designed for. That is a blessing, that magical, that emotional, that inspiring. That's a blessing, and I don't put that down, and I pray to Hashem for many such moments. But the boring, quiet day, that there's honest relationship, there's honest people talking, putting in. You're sitting, MJ, we will have many magical moments in yeshiva. But MJ grinding it out on a random Thursday, in Mar Cheshvin, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, MJ, you're here, and we're going to learn a Rashi and Nayach. That's the most important thing in the world. The deep, the commitment, the realness. I love the boring days in between all the exciting days, Elio. Now, I like the exciting days, and I don't want to be a Kafui Toif Tashem. I beg him for many exciting days, because that gives us the energy and the power to create the boring day. So what I would say to a bar mitzvah bracha, you're fired up. My bracha to you is it should turn into a relationship to your tefillin. Take your excitement and make a relationship with your phylacteries. I would tell a couple, you're excited, turn it into a relationship. It's absolutely silly to tell a couple, a newlywed, the same joy you have today. They don't have a relationship yet. They don't know each other. They don't commit. They're not. It's not deep. This excitement is wonderful. Now turn it into a relationship. And every once in a while, you should have another excitement like this. Every once in a while, that will come. And I'm not putting that down. That's a gift from Hashem. But turn it into something real, meaningful. I consider this speech that I'm describing is the essence of this precious month that we have Rosh Chodesh today, Cheshvan. Cheshvan's very quiet. We just came from the dramatic. We just were singing, Moshe, Emes, Sarasai, Mamishraying. We were just singing, Yishmak, Tzave, screaming, yelling, singing. We just had the dramatic, Sukkis. We had the blast of the Rosh Hashanah horn. We had all these dramatic, wonderful chayim that were gifts from Hashem, necessary gifts. And all those gifts are meant that in the quiet month of Cheshvan, we should be more patient to our wife. We should be more loving to our spouse. In the quiet month of Cheshvan, we should have more respect to our parents. In the quiet month of Cheshvan, be nicer to your sister. Be more caring, more noticeable. All the dramatics, all the explosions, all the things we went through, all the dynamite things we went through were meant to change Cheshvan. We spoke yesterday about constructing, going into a mode that I'm constructing myself, that a person's building himself, that he's creating a person and building himself. All the Yamim Tovim are great tools in the construction of a person. But the goal is a constructed person. And Rosh Hashanah is a great tool. To a youngster, an unsophisticated youngster, Sukkos is like, where can I get the best rush and the best party? And that's normal. He wants to go to the best Simchas Beis Shoeva, and he comes back, that was great. And that's normal. That's normal. And a good Zach. And a good Zach. Go to every Simchas Shoeva, get Lubavitch, get 770 is a good one. Bubov, the chandelier in their sukkah, Givaldig, and sing and get some hot kugel from Visions. Go around, Geschmack. Nothing wrong, nothing cynical about that. And go around, I'm a big fan of Simchas Beis Shoeva, huge fan. Huge fan. If I could, I'd go every night to another Simchas Beis Shoeva. I'm a big fan of Simchas Beis Shoeva, huge fan of the beautiful parties of Sukkos. But what I say to all of us, the parties are wonderful, but all the activities we do are meant to produce a person. By the way, what are we thinking about the Simchas Beis Shoeva? What's the great excitement? The excitement was, like we discussed, the Mayim Tachtonim going to the Mayim Elyonim. The excitement was a person's process of tshuva. The Seba, the source of the great Simcha, the source. What's the source of Simcha? What's Shemini Atzeres called? How do we know Shemini Atzeres has Simcha at all? It's called Ach Sameach, Gemara Sukkah, Ar Masechta. Ach is a ribuy, and Ach, it's normally a mid. Here it's a ribuy. And it's Marbe Shemini Atzeres v'Simcha. It says, Vayisa Ach Sameach, Ach is Marbe Shemini Atzeres. The eighth night for Simcha, it's a ribuy. Besides the seventh day, we have Ach Sameach, the eighth night. That's a big problem, Rabbi Yisrael. Normally, Ach, it's a Gemara Makas. Whenever it says Ach, Elish, in Eitan, in all of Shas, Ach is a me, it excludes. Here is a rare place that Ach is Marbe. What is Ach Gematriyav? I'm not usually a Gematria guy, but you should know him, Arsha. What is Ach Gematria 21? Chaf Aleph 21. How many days are there from Rosh Hashanah through Hashanah Rabbah? Before Shemini Atzeres? 21 days, which the Marsha calls them the 21 days of Libun, of cleansing. From Rosh Hashanah Maishala through Shemini Atzeres is 21 days of cleansing. Vayishsa Ach Sameach is the Ach, is the 21 days that cause the Simcha and then explodes in Shemini Atzeres. So there's a tremendous Simcha in Kaparas Avinus, for sure. Tremendous, tremendous joy in the Libun. The goal is to take all these tools and turn them into a different person during the year. To bring them with, not to experience it and leave, to experience it and utilize it to change, to grow and to add. So we come to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, a very quiet month, and the goal now is to take with. to take the shofar with us, to take the naira, the awesomeness of Yom Kippur with us, to take the simcha of steiging of the Yom Narayim with us. That is the goal. So I want to share, and that's how I would describe the month of Cheshvan, the quiet month. I consider Cheshvan like the quietest month of the year. Just because of the contrast to what was before, it's the quiet month devoid of Yamim Tovim, but the month that all of us operate, what I compare to the boring days of ordinary, that all the exciting days are meant to facilitate the boring day, to allow for the conversations, the relationships, to allow for the building that needs to go on. So that's the avoid of the month of Cheshvan. So I want to share a Rashi with the Chevra that's very moving to me. The Gra had a deal with his wife. The Gra made a deal with his wife that whoever is Nifter first, whoever passes on first, will come back in a dream to the other one to tell them about Olam Haba. And what I'm going to share, a Rashi is basically the Gra's wife was Nifteris first, she predeceased him, she was Nifteris first, and what I'm sharing is basically what his wife told him. What the Gra's wife told him about Olam Haba, Meir, is basically the following, Rashi. I want to study it with you because I think it's, to me, it's very inspiring, Rashi. We know after Noach and his family come out of the Teva, and Vayiyu, it's in Shishi and Parshas Noach. It's in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. It says the Bnei Noach who come out of the Teva are Shem, Cham, and Yafes. His three sons, Noach and his three sons, come out of the Teva. We know that after the Mabul's over, Noach drinks Olchaim. Vayesh Minayayin, he drinks wine. Vayeshaker, and he becomes drunk. Noach gets drunk. Vayiskal b'soich ayala. And in his oil, Noach is unclothed. He got drunk, and he's lying unclothed in his oil. Vayar Chom avi knanes ervas aviv. And Chom sees his father in a very vulnerable position. And Vayagid l'shneyacha b'chutz, and he goes, tells his two brothers. Chom, the inappropriate son, sees his father's disgrace and does nothing about it. Chazal tell us he did a lot worse than doing nothing about it. Rashi brings it. Some say sirsoy, some say rabbi. He did terrible averus. It's interesting the psukim cover it up. I don't want to speak about why the psukim do that right now. But Chum sees his father very compromised, and at the very least in the psukim does nothing about it. In Chazal, we're taught he did very bad things, Chum. Comes, then the next pasuk says, Vayikach Shem v'yefes. And Shem v'yefes took es asimla, their father's garment, Vayasimu al Shem Shneim. They brought it in on both of their shoulders. They walked in backwards. Valyelchu acharanis, not to see their father compromise. Vayechasu es ervas avim, and they covered their fathers. Upneim acharanis, they weren't facing him. The ervas avim leiro, they didn't see their father compromised. So they both were very careful with the dignity and honor of their father. Comes Chazal. Rashi brings Chazal. That when it says Shem and Yafes took a garment to cover their father, it should say Vayikhu, plural. They took Elio. Vayikhu, anybody knows they took. Vayikhu. But it says Vayikach, and he took. It's talking about two people. Vayikach, and he took. Who's he? Shem the Yafes. Says Rashi, why does it say he took? Engsiv Vayikhu, it doesn't say they took. El vayikach he took limit al shame shenis amitz b'mitzvah yosim im yefes. Shame was more enthusiastic than yefes. Says he was the one who was more enthusiastic. He was the one who encouraged this more. You know, two people do an action, shame and yefes, both did an action, but shame was more enthusiastic. Nis amitz, he was more geschmack about it. Yoitzim of Yefes, more than Yefes. Maybe, it doesn't say in what way. Maybe he was his idea. He said to his brother, let's cover dad and let's walk in backwards. Was it his idea? Did he just, maybe, it doesn't say in what way, but it says that shame asserted more. Nis'ameis b'mitzvah yoysim b'yefes. He put into the mitzvah more than yefes. Lakach, therefore, says Rashi, zachu banav l'talish al tzitzis. You know why you and I have the mitzvah d'arais of talis? The beautiful mitzvah d'arais of a talis. That we say that oiter Yisrael b'sefara, the great glory of the Yid, that we get to wrap ourselves in a mitzvah, is because our elta zeda, because shame, since shame was put in more efforts, was nis'ametz yoyser than yefes in the mitzvah, he was zeicha that his grandchildren got the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'yefes achav. Yefes also got tzchar. L'kfura l'banav. He was zeicha that his descendants got kfura. Shenemar, and it brings a pasuk that Goig got a place for kever. He also got tzchar. Says Rashi, says Chazal, that the one who, that Yefes forever got the mitzvah of tzitzis because he was nisametz yoyser, because he put in more effort. And I want to say here is an act that two people did. The exact same act. They both covered their father. But one was more enthusiastic about it. And forever he gets much more schar. Forever he gets much more schar. And what I want to say to the Chevra, the Rashi moves me profoundly. Two people did an action. They both did. They both did. It moves me how exact din is. Hashem's judgment is so exact that Shem was more excited. He was more energetic. It mattered to him more. And the schar is like, this is not a minor different. It almost makes me laugh. Shem, they did the same thing. You know, if you said Shem got an extra slice of pizza. Shem forever has mitzvahs, his descendants, has a mitzvah of tzitzis. And Yefes said, I'm not putting down kfura. I'm sure burial is very important. But he gets a mitzvah for eternity. And Yefes is also zeicha that his descendants get kfura. It's interesting. That's a fast. I never thought of that. I have to think about it. Fascinating, Johnny. Fascinating, Sushka. He said, you know, you get tzitzis out by the kever. He has tzitzis and he has kfura. It's interesting. I don't know, John. I have to think about that. But Elio, the fascinating, the amazing difference in how we perform the mitzvah. And this seems like such a minor story. In many, many ways, and here you have three children respond. Chum obviously responds in a horrible way. And then you have Shem and Yefes, each responding in the proper way to their father's bazillion. But Shem invested more, and forever his children are zeicha de tzitzis. And I want to say, Rabbi Isai, that the small deeds that people don't see are the big stories. The small things, we live in a very, very shallow world that only celebrates very, very big things. Only things that are worthy of making it to the papers. We live in a very chitzoniistic welt, what's considered big. He's big, he's famous. And the world of Ruchnius, the world of Torah, is not that way. In the world of Torah, in a shallow world, Shem and Yefes are the same. They both did very nice things. But in the world of Emes, shame was nis'ames yaisa. Shame invested more. There was a certain quality of sincerity. There was a certain quality of care, of effort. It mattered to him. And forever the schar is very, very different for shame and Yefes. Don't ever underestimate small and quiet things. And I want to say this on the month that I can, that we, if we renamed Cheshvan, we'd call it the quiet month. I want me and Johnny are going to ignite the quiet month because I like the quiet month. Cheshvan is the quiet month. Probably in whatever we should like dance the whole quiet month. You know? The quiet month is valuable. Celebrate the quiet month. Make it loud. Make it important. Understand it's important. So on the quiet month of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Rabbi say, I want to share this Rashi, that Shem, who was a little more fiery, more fervent, nis'ametz yoyser, forever and ever was zeichet to something precious. Don't underestimate the little knetch, the little detail. Don't underestimate it ever. In your own life, what people would consider your big stories, what people consider your big successes, the real stories that are important are much more minor and much more subtle. People like highlighting the great story. You heard what he did. And often the biggest stories of our life are subtle and small and little, which people can't rate. This difference between shame and yafis, you and I might not have even seen it. You know that? We would look at two fellas who both covered their father. I don't know if we were there, Yehud, if we would discern the difference. But in this gevista eifen, in a certain manner, shame was nisam etz yoiser. He put in greater effort. He cared more. Forever he zeichet to ischar. His descendants have the talus. That's us, MJ. It moves me greatly how much Hashem values the small thing. There's many things in our life that we sense. Did anybody really see that? Who made note of that? Did I get credit? The world of credit is very shallow. The world of what people see and celebrate, but Hashem marks it down. Hashem knows and Hashem sees, and Hashem marks the small thing. In our world of Ruchnius, the small thing is often bigger than the big thing. It's bigger precisely because it wasn't celebrated as much. Precisely because it didn't have so much publicity. Eitan, when Rabbi Oberlander and I, many years ago, were starting this Masifta, and now I've continued this with Rabbi Brownstein, it's an important pact to me that we should avoid as much as we can, that things should not be about reputation. We live in a world that's very focused on how others perceive it, perception. I'm staring at the anti-perception reality club sweatshirt that Yosef Chaim is wearing. Beautiful. Thank you, Yosef Chaim. Elio, we live in a world that's so focused on perception, how people see it. Make sure the perception's good. I have a pact, a blood pact with Ray Brownstein, that this yeshiva is going to put perception matters, but reality over perception. This quiet story, Shame and Yafis, were the same. Shame did not do anything more dramatic than Yafis, but he was Nisamitz Yaser. There was more heart. There was more passion. Nothing that human beings marked. It wasn't written in the Yated. It wasn't even written by Ami. No magazine recorded it. You couldn't even see it. Really? Shame was Nisam Etz Yaiser. There's something about it that he was more passionate. He gets an infinite tzar. L'dairis, his descendants, Azaycha, to the tzitzis. That's moving to me. It's moving to me, Rabbi said, there's a world that where things are marked down precise, and it's not what people see. It's not what people see. There's a world of pnimius. There's a world of emes. There's a world of what's the truth. And that's the world that we're zeichet to learn, the world of Torah, and the world we're zeichet to live in. Don't underestimate the small things that others won't know and won't see. Don't underestimate it. A guy is nice to the local almana, the world will write about it. A guy's nice to his wife, it doesn't get a story in the papers. But that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom sees. He was Nisam Etz Yaiser. Something quiet, something valuable, something that's not recorded is extremely precious. I link this. This is the, to me, if a month can talk, Mesh, if a month can talk, I hold Cheshvin would say the Shmuz. Value that which is quiet. Value that. Cheshvan is the month everything got quieter. You know, the month before we were all sitting in shul. I felt like, it's funny, when you at the end of the last Meir of Shmini Atzeres, I feel like I just sat with a group of men like straight for a month. You feel like you're in the room so much davening between that kafes, the tefillahs, slichas. You were in a room a long time with the same group. And then you break up. You break up till then you're together back again in the winter, back for Shabbosis. We were together, Pashut, for a long period, and then you separate back to your homes, back to the quietness of our homes. If Cheshvin could talk, I believe this is the shmuz that Cheshvin would say. Value that which is quiet. Value that which nobody else sees. Value that that's just between you and God, quiet. And read this Rashi, shame did an act that wasn't seen by others more. They saw them both cover their father, but he was nesamatz, yes, and it was more important. In the quiet of his room, his father's room, he invested more and cared more, and forever he had eternity for that. So that's the first lesson that I wanted to learn with the Chevra on Parshas Noach. I want to close with something about Avram. Once Avram Avinu is introduced, I find it, I can't hold out to give a whole, to learn something on the parasha and learn something else and not talk about Avram. So before Moshe leaves, I want to say something about Avram Avinu. I should have him say, but I don't want him to think every time he comes, I want him to come off from time soon. Is that true? Wow, May, you heard that. Avi, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something about Avram Avinu. I want to share with everybody here something about Avram Avinu, and then we'll close out with the Rosh Chodesh Nigun. I want to say as follows. Big people have contradictory things to them. Developed people have contradictions. Very small people don't have contradictions, and big people have contradictions. What do I mean to that? I mean to say, if you'll see a big person who's, when I say a developed person, you'll see they have a certain rigidity. They have a rigidity to them to do things in the right way, a precision, that may, they look a little rigid, but then all of a sudden they call upon flexibility. And you see balance, the same, no person is naturally rigid when you're supposed to be rigid, and flexible, you're supposed to be flexible. They might be by nature flexible, and they worked on their rigidity. They might be by nature rigid and worked their flexibility, but they end up having balance. I want to speak about a specific balance that Avram Avinu had that I want to share with the Chevra, because I think this is something part of our people. Avram Avinu Mitzad Echad is an Ivri. He has the power to stand alone. Everybody behaving a certain way and he is different. Avram's called an Ivri, and the name of our people are Ivriim. Avram is unique. Everybody's doing one thing and he doesn't mind standing alone. And he gave that to us all, his descendants. We all have the koyach of Ivriim. And Ivri means that ability to be unique, to be independent. All of us are Ivriim. A name of a Yid is Ivri Anoichi, I'm an Ivri. And Ivri means, the word Aver Hanar means the other side of the river, to stand independently. A Yid has the ability, everybody's doing it, so what? But everybody's doing it. So what? Everybody might be doing one way. We are committed to that which is true, that which is right. We don't take polls. We don't see, well, 84%. But if it's not right, we're the koyach of Ivri. We're not afraid to stand alone if that's what's true. That's a koyach a Yid has. We have that koyach, David, from Avram Avinu. But Avram, so that's certainly one aspect, and we're going to study that aspect. That aspect, we could talk about that aspect a long time, that ability not to be afraid to stand alone. It's lonely, it could be difficult. There's a tremendous force when everybody's doing a certain way, and you could stand alone and do different. So that's one koyach, is to be an ivri, to be a person who's not afraid to do what's right and true. It's interesting. In a room where everybody's going to davening, it's much easier to go to davening. To come to shachris, this is real stuff. If your whole room's not coming to shachris, it's very hard to come to shachris. Nobody's going. When we get up in the morning, you look over and all three roommates are sleeping. To be an ivri, nobody's going. But we have that koyach from Avram Avinu. David, we're able, like Avram, to be an ivri, to be unique. To stand alone. We have that koyach. It's in us all to be an ivri. It's in us all. I remember I was a youngster. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not using this. I can't say good stories. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying what we all naturally have. When I was a kid, I made a decision not to wear shorts. I had decided that I don't want to wear... Each person, my kids wear shorts, I'm proud. They dress beautifully. I want them. It's a good zach. There's nothing... Shorts are wonderful. I had a cheshbon, a specific reason I decided not to wear shorts. And then I played in the Young Israel League in ninth grade, and everybody had a uniform. Today, it's not as in the Young Israel League. When I was a youngster, the Young Israel League was very in. And the best ball players playing in the Young Israel was very intense. It was a good league. The Young Israel was very stark. It was an intense league, but I had made a commitment not to wear shorts. I asked permission. I was the only guy in the league. Every single guy had shorts. I played in these regular pants. Maybe the same ones. I probably changed. I played in these pants. Everybody had a tank top. I didn't want to wear a tank top. Now, I should have, looking back, I probably was wrong. I probably should have put the tank top over a t-shirt. I was the only guy in the league who played in pants and a t-shirt. I was a young kid, and it's not a great story. Zero. It's not a great story. I'm telling you that we're Ivriim. It's what we are. You and I are Ivriim. We have a power to stand alone. Now, that's a power, and it's a necessary power in the right time. I promise you and it could be I did it in the wrong time. I'm not even saying I was right when I was a youngster. I'm not talking if I was right or wrong. And by the way, there's a time to say when in Rome, Mu'uriv ben Abrius, to be part of something. But there's a koyach of an ivri. You know, Eitan, we have tool bags. We have a box of tools in our back. There's a tool called being an ivri. A bachur in yeshiva was very aggressive on people. Very aggressive. On everybody around him. So I called him over. I said, you have an incredible tool. I'm so proud of you. He clearly, you can watch, was once beaten up as a kid. He was pushed around. So he has a tool, protect yourself tool. It's excellent, I promise. I'm so proud of him. He has a tool. Nobody's messing with me. I like that. He's right. I told him, I want you to get some other tools in your toolbox. Said, you pull out the tool at the wrong time. Nobody's, you pull it out to people who aren't trying to mess you. You're safe. Nobody's trying to hurt you. So he has one tool he's developed. We have to learn. There are a lot of tools. We have a lot of things we could use at our disposal. There's a tool called being an ivri. You have to know when to use it. And probably as a youngster, I misused it. But you and I have a tool in our toolbox called being an ivri. I can stand alone. It's interesting. I'm not getting political. I have no shita, vax, anti-vax. I have no idea. I know the world's a beautiful place. I know one thing. I want every guy here, you, your families, to be safe and healthy. Arichas Yom V'Shanim. I have no idea. I have no shita. I'm not talking about it. I'm not interested in it. The only part that really fascinates me is when there's a rabbin, is that there is such a tool to be a yachid. Now you have to know when to use it. There's a time to say that everybody's doing it. Be like everybody. There's a time. In the Torah, that's also a tool. There's something called going after the rabbin. We paskin like the rabbin. There's something called Mu'uriv Beinak Briyos. There's something called Yisim Nikim. There's one tool called an ivri. Have that tool in your box, and you'll need a, I promise. May, you'll need to use it sometimes in your life. There's a tool called I'm standing alone. I don't care what everybody's doing. This I'm going to stand up for what's right. By the way, if your whole room's talking Lashon Hara, pull out your Ifrit tool. I don't care what everybody's doing. It's Lashon Hara. If everybody's doing an Avera, if everybody's doing something wrong, so you're supposed to also do something wrong? Pull out your Ifrit tool. Pull out, we're from Avram Avinu. And we have that kayach to say, I know everybody's doing, but I'm not going to do it. It's not right. If everybody in your shul's talking during davening, still don't talk. But everybody's talking in Ifrit. I have the kayach to be different. If nobody in your room's coming to Shacharis, be in Ifrit. Stand up. There's a bachur in yeshiva who wears a hat and jacket by davening. I'm so proud of him. And don't listen to another person. Remember, you're doing that. Be in Ifrit. There's an Ifrit tool. There's an Ifrit tool that you'll need, Shimi. I promise you'll need it in your life. And have that tool and pull it out. What I want to say about Avram Avinu is the Rambam says that Avram Avinu, we're gonna learn the Rambam inside. You know what? I'm reading it right now to the parents. My screen will say I'm reading it. I'm going to read you the Rambam.
Speaking to Mike.
Nachum Wolf of Arrow.
Nachum Wolf of Arrow. Shout out to Tunnel Man. Go to NachumWolfApparel.com.
25% off all your orders.
25. Or what about like?
What do you want to wear?
Kaifun.
Yeah,
Kaifun.
Type in a
size. Wait, I need to look up that. I'll give you the code later.
Please listen to the Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Shloima Eli Danowitz. Check out this Rambam. Hilchos Avodah Zarah Hudi, I want you to hear this Rambam. Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam. Kivan Shenigmal Eitan Zeh. This mighty, Avram Avinu is called Eitan. Avram Eisan means the mighty one. Eitan is another name for Avram Avinu. Hizchil L'shaiteit B'daitoi. He started exploring with his mind. V'ukatan, he was a youngster. V'lach shoy b'yoyim uv'alayla. Day and night, Avram Avinu. David, listen to this golden language of the Rambam. Avram Avinu day and night started thinking. Vayatmiya, he had a wonder. Heich efshe shiagalgol azeh. How can this world, nayeg tamid, how can it run so flawlessly? V'loyi aloy manig, and it has no driver. Order, if you walk into a room and a table is set beautifully, what do you know? Somebody set the table. I walk home tonight, 6:30, Maish Kriwa is going to come to his house, and a beautiful dinner is waiting for him. What does he know when he sees a nice dinner? There's a cook. If there's a beautiful meal, somebody made the meal. Maish, you come on Leil Shabbos, and the table set beautifully. If the table set, somebody set the table. All of us know this. If there's a beautiful table, somebody set it. Avram Avinu sees a beautiful world of order, and he said it has to be, this is a basic to humanity, that if I see order, there's a manig. So he says, he started thinking about the manig. He says the Rambam, he had no melamed, he had no Rebbe, v'loy ma'di adavar, nobody taught him anything. El mushka b'or kastim, he was sucked, he was shakua. He was in the middle of a country, between people who were serving idol worships. His father and his mother, and the entire nation. And Avram Avinu was serving Avodah Zarah also, says the Rambam. But his heart was searching. Something's wrong. Ad shehisig derecha emes, until he discovered the truth. V'heven kavat tzedek, and he found the righteous path. Midaita yanechayna, from his own mind. V'yada sheyesh sam elokai echad. He knew that there was one God. V'manig al gilgul hazeh, and he controls and runs this whole world. V'barak kol, he made it all. V'ein b'chol anim se'eloah chutz mimenu, and there is no other force other than Hashem. The Yadish Kolam Taim, and he knew that the whole nation was wrong. The Davashagarm Lam Tais, and he knew that the reason that caused the Tais, they were serving the Kaichavim, Tsurais. He was 40 years old when he realized Hashem's the truth, when he was Hikaris Bayri. Kivan Shehikir, once he recognized Hashem, the Yada Lakshad Chuvais, Al Bnei Arkastan. And he started knowing how to answer, how to engage in debates. And he started setting up debates with the people of Or Kasdim until he taught them the Derech Emes. He started teaching people. He had public debates and he started teaching them the truths. The Rambam goes on. Once he started proving them wrong, Bikish HaMelech Lahargai, the king wanted to kill him. A miracle happened. The Rambam doesn't describe the miracle. We know the saving from the fire. And he ran away to Charan. And he started calling out, Bikol Gadol L'chalam, L'idiyam Sheyesh Elokai Echad L'chalaylam, V'roi Lo Levadai. He would go around teaching them about Hashem. V'yamahalach V'kayra, Avram would go around teaching truths of this world. And he would gather the nations, may ear le ear, he'd go around the world gathering people. He would rent venues, big venues, thousands, tens of thousands of people, and talk to them about the truths of life. Until he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he would speak to people there. Says the Rambam, the Kivan Shayyam Miskab Simlai, people would gather to him and ask him his words. He would teach every single person according to their understanding until he brought them back to the emes. But I want to highlight those golden words of the Rambam. He would teach, he spoke to everybody according to their understanding. I love those words of the Rambam. What was Avram's midah in Ivri? Stood alone. You would think somebody who stood alone is a guy who separates people, doesn't understand them. What's Avram Avinu's second attribute? He spoke to everybody, kefi daitam, according to their understanding. Means he understood everybody. He understood everybody. He connected to everybody. He knew how to talk to everybody. If you know Rav Avadi Yosef, that great giant, he was incredible. He was able to speak to everybody. Different types of Yidden, different age Yidden. He understood each person and knew how to talk to them. Avram Avinu's ability to speak to everybody, kefi daitoi, that's the opposite end of the spectrum. It's at Echad and Ivri, stand alone. You would picture somebody standing alone, so they don't understand anybody. They separate from everybody. Avram Avinu has the opposite midah as well in his toolbox. To be able to speak and connect and relate to each person, kol echad ve'echad l'fi daitoi, each person to understand, to connect, to relate. In one human being to find both parts. The Ivri mitzad echad, he stands alone. Now you expect an Ivri, so you separate from people. And you're alone. They don't understand me. I don't understand them. No. Avram has a second attribute of understanding people, connecting to people, really getting their world, getting their way of thinking. He was able to speak to everybody in the world. Kol echad ve'echad l'fi daitan. That's the opposite tool that has to be in our box also. The understanding of people, the tzushtelling to people. We live in a world. I have seen that there's a word. Did anybody ever hear of the word mufka? Mufka is a yeshivish word when somebody's very not worldly, they're mufka. They just don't. I have seen people who have no shaykhs to this world. The Balei Musar, my Rebbe, gave us an importance of knowing this world, of being able to talk to people in this world. Avraham Avinu was the opposite of Mufka. You would think somebody who's an Ivri Mardcha, he's Pirish from the Alma, no Sheikhas, shut down the world. Eitan, you would think that somebody in Eitan, Avraham Avinu, who's a mighty one, he goes against the world. So you would think his Midas, he's like the opposite of worldly. He shuts out the world, and you would think he couldn't talk to anybody in the world, Reuven, because he's an Ivri. He's an Ivri. I put barriers up. But what's another koyach of Avram? He speaks to every single person, kefi daitai. He understands. He connects. He relates. That's balance, everybody. Say the balance of a great person. Avraham Avinu had different tools, even opposing tools, and knew when to pull out the Ivri tool and when to pull out the Ma'ariv Bein Abriyos tool. When I have to understand and apply myself and connect, and to have both aspects in the same person, in the same toolbox. This is where you and I come from. The mitzad echa, the ivri kayach martcha, that I'm alone. I don't care what everybody's doing. And the mitzad sheni, the kolecha the echad kefi daitoy. It's interesting. In raising my own children, I want to tell you, in raising my own children, I don't want them. I want them to have both aspects. You can raise kids to be separate from everybody else. Of course, they need to be given an ivri tool. They need to be given an ivri tool, of course, the ability to stand alone. But you also have to give your kids the tool to connect, to relate, to be part, and then to figure out when I call my ivri tool, when I call connecting, relating, understanding, being part. What? very good. I'm very moved. I have to say, I'm saying to the guys in studying Avram, and I'm not studying last year's Avram. I'm studying Avram now. Avram Avinu shows up this week. Rabbi Yisai, Parashas Noach. Avram shows up. This is the Parashah. Noach, Avram comes. And Yehuda, I'm moved this year. It's not last year. I'm moved this year, Yehuda. Of this aspect, Shlomo, this aspect, the mitzad echad that he's in Ivri. I wouldn't be, by the way, if it didn't have the other side of the coin, I wouldn't be as impressed with the Ivri, Yehuda. So you're an Ivri, okay. So you just tune out the world. Write off the world, tune out the world. That's almost easy. You could do that. I'm moved that Avraham Avinu has two tools in his toolbox that seem contradictory. That's a shulling. There's a shlemus, Mendel, there. There's a shlemus. That mitzad echad, there's an Ivri. When the time is that I stand alone, everybody's doing beseder, but I'm going to stand up for what's true. But mitzad sheni, to connect to people around you, to be, I want, when I picture a Maish Greenwald sitting in a shul Maish, I want you mitzad echad to be ma'oriv, to be one of the boys, ma'oriv. What the chever? I see a guy in the dorms in yeshiva. I've seen guys just in every. Yeah, you're just an Ivri, but we're not supposed to just be an Ivri. So how are you going to impact? How are you going to change? How are you going to uplift?
Exactly.
When somebody has both things, he's an Ivri when he's supposed to be an Ivri. When he's supposed to say, I stand alone. You're all doing, I'm not doing that. But he also has that kayach of being mechazek, of encouraging, of understanding, of being a part. Avram is so part of the world, he speaks to kolech of the echad kefi daitoy. Just how to get balance, so we need work. We need to work on both sides, by the way. But we need to work on having an ivri tool in our life. I picture any successful person will have these two tools powerfully. Will have an ivri tool powerfully. And will have times in his life that he says, I have to stand alone. I don't care what everybody's doing. I really don't. It's wrong, and I refuse to do what's wrong. And everybody needs that part of Avraham Avinu. But also to learn the other part of Avraham. I'm part of a world. To understand it, to connect to it, to be a part of it. Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story, Mosh? I have a friend that went through the yeshiva system, and he was very, very mad at yeshivas. He was very mad. He was burnt. He was hurt. My Rebbe begged him. My Rebbe said, if you detach from yeshivas, you'll do good things in your life. You'll never impact the system. My Rebbe begged him to stay connected and stay part. Basically, my Rebbe said, you can call the Ivri tool, but if you cancel out the Yodeya Daita Shekolecha Vechad, the staying from within the camp, you won't uplift and change the yeshiva system. I want for a bacher the type of steiging. Maish, I want the type of steiging that you take your whole shul and the whole place. What you did here, I want you to bring to the world. Maish Greenwald took a yeshiva and like lifted up. The place is still elevated. He took him and his chaver, Chaim Tzvi Perlowitz. Chaim Tzvi is still doing it right here, Maish. He has the place on his broad shoulders. You know that? He has the whole place. There's an Ivri Mitzarecha, the guy's an Ivri. Do you picture, Chevra, I'm not trying to shout out people. Do you picture the ideal? We're all trying to study Avram. Avi, are you picturing the ideal with me? We're trying to picture, there's a person here that I want you and me to grab onto, Avi. There's a beautiful person. Maybe you know what I mean? There's a person. I have seen Ivrim. I have seen it. I'm not moved by that. I'm not moved by that. They don't change. They disassociate. So you're in every, this whole shul, and you're different. Okay, so then, okay. I'm impressed. I'll say I'm not impressed. I'll be impressed with anybody. But it's not. You're not Avram yet. You're only halfway there. I'm impressed by somebody, Zevi, you could be in every. I'm different. I'm not for doing what you're doing. But I'm also Mu'arav. But I'm also with you. I get you. I'm with you and get you and understand you and I'm part of you. Avram is so part and so separate. I think that's gorgeous. If you visualize in your life, successful people have this. That's an Avramnik. That's a child of Avram. That's the one Avram dreamed of. I've seen this. In every yeshiva you'll go to, you'll see it. You'll see the gang, you'll see people that are just Ivrim. We used to have a guy in yeshiva. There's a guy in yeshiva, he's from the big masmidim in America. His name was Avi Jaffe. It's a big masmid, a wild masmid. Till today, he's in Kailal in Baltimore. He's from like the big masmidim in the whole country. Avi's day starts at 4:30 every morning. Kanaina, he just had a child, another child, Baruch Hashem. He's a masmid nifla, wild. You could set. I don't know his schedule today. It used to be 4:30 in the morning. He was by me ben azmanim. There was no difference. The third day Pesach and the fourth day Elul. His day, the only day he didn't learn like that was Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to learn Torah. But 4:30. I don't know today what he does. His schedule is a wild masmid from the big masmidim in the world. But Avi Jaffe. If the whole yeshiva had an event, he was there. He was learning. The whole yeshiva was in the gym. There was a big game. He learned in the gym. But he wasn't trying to like be in it. He could have learned in the Beis Medrash. He just didn't feel different. Everybody's in the gym. He was with the Chevra quietly. Like, he didn't always even have a Gemara. He would chazer Baal Peh, you know. He learned. Mm-hmm. But he was so ma'ariv. He could have stayed in the Beis Medrash. He just, like we said, everybody comes. Everybody's there. So then he's there. Everybody's, he go to a big league game. Everybody's by the big league. So I'll learn there. So the picture of somebody and the impact he had on yeshiva as such, the impact is much greater. He was an Ivri, but he was Ma'uriv. An Ivri who was Ma'uriv. It's cool that the words are so similar, but an Ivri, or Ma'uriv Ivri. I want to try to be like Avram. I'm saying it again and again, not for you, for me. I apologize, but I'm trying to. It's a direction. It's a mission. This hoodie, this is like a charge. My hoodie's joining the Yeshiva Baruch Hashem this year. I want him to be a Ma'uriv who's an Ivri. Aaron, I want all your life to be a Ma'uriv who's an Ivri. You hear, Yehuda? Yehuda and I becoming, Yehuda Zelman and I, Maisha, becoming best friends. I want him, let's be Avram. Isn't this a mission, Maisha? Maskim? I'm very moved, ever anew, by this. The Ma'uriv, that he's He gets every person. He's so connected. He's so present. He's so part of the world. He's so not mufka. Masim Yosef Chaim? A gadol, if you wanted a gadol, sometimes you need a live gadol. He's not live, but if somebody was live in our lifetimes, Maish. Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel, I would like, when I'm hearing this, I'm like visualizing Reb Nassim Tzvi. He was so much bigger than everybody around him. He was such an ivri. You knew so much the man is doing something different, but he was so part of us. He was so part of us. Could I tell you a story? This is what I'm talking about. Listen to this story. This is the story behind what I'm talking about, Chevron. I need you to visualize this. A guy learned in the... Johnny, listen to this mice. I haven't said this mice a lot. Listen to this mice. There was a guy who learned Menachem Bruner's. Coach Menachem, you like this story. Yeah, big time eligible shidduch, but we'll talk about that. Maish, your wife should be at shidduch. Big cash. Need this. The full entire. Like this, Chevra, like this. Eitan, listen to this story. A friend of mine was getting married in the Mir Yeshiva, a Masmid Nifla, a huge, huge Masmid, and he's getting married. His chasana was a who's who chasana. It was one, today we would call it a Cheese Friedman chasana. A photographer's dream. Shimon, Cheese Friedman, you'd want a photographer there. Anybody who ever was big was at this wedding. Reb Yashiv was there, and a lot of Gedolim, I believe Reb Yashiv came. Like, I don't remember for sure, but it was a who's who wedding. A lot of tzaddikim, Gedolim, Gainim. It was one of those weddings, a really hot wedding, Zevi. Yeah, like that. Like the central page, the central thing in the Modiya had these pictures. This wedding, Meimei, was that type of simcha. This guy was a Masmid Nifla, but he had been on MTA's varsity when he was younger. And then he went to Eretz Yisrael. Now, he'd been on MTA. To the chasna, his old friends came to the wedding. He was on the varsity, and his old friends came to the wedding. You have to picture at the wedding, on these big, in Eretz Yisrael, if you're not used to this, American Gedolim do not mind sports. I met Rev Henoch Leibowitz, Zechet Tzadik Kaddish Levracha, went to Eretz Yisrael and gave mussar to the Eretz Yisrael Sheshivas that they should have more sports there. The nature is the American Gedolim in Philly, by recess, a Bachar can play ball. In Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael dickens don't play ball. Why it's that way is a shmooze, there's reasons for it, but they don't play ball. This is an Eretz Yisrael chasna, and you had Gedolim and Ga'inim by the chasna. Now his old friends come, and they thought it would be such a good shtick. They're throwing around the basketball. They put on varsity jerseys, and they're throwing around the basketball. It was very tense in the room. It wasn't funny. I'm thinking of a certain gadol I was standing near him. He wanted to run. It was uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be going like our duck. And they were just like a shtickle irreverent. And throwing like irreverently, like a gadol's ducking under a basketball, flying. There was a tension in the room. They didn't mean anything there, this chevra. I'm not sure it was the best idea, the throwing a ball, dribbling around. I'm not sure, like you want to, when a basketball player wants to hurt another player, you go on a breakaway, you put the ball one side and get the ball on the other side. I'm not sure you should do that to Reb Yashiv. Like their balls flying around between Reb Yashiv's legs. There was something like, and there was a certain tension in the room of two worlds, like, is this going to work? And anybody at that chasna felt a little bit of a tension when the chevra came out. But okay, Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel goes to the middle. I saw this with these pair of eyes, same ones. Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the great Neir HaShashiva, who's Sarah Torah, the man gave every ounce of strength to Torah. Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel was the Rosh Yeshiva of the biggest yeshiva, perhaps in the world. Lake would be that level, from the biggest yeshivas in the world. He had a policy he would learn with any single person who asked him for a seder, got a seder with him. you never know when, once a week, twice a week with another guy. He had Parkinson's, advanced Parkinson's. He couldn't stand straight. I watched him give shiur Chloe that before Stender's up there, he put his hands between them, would shake, and he said shiur Chloe. He was a person given to Torah like nothing the world has seen in 100 years. Mesiras Nevesh for Torah, wild. This Sar HaTorah, this prince of Torah, goes to the middle and says to the guy who had the ball, he goes, give me the ball. So people are seeing like, is he going to pop the ball? And Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, started dribbling the ball in the middle of the circle. I'm telling you, Gedolim, and he made the whole place comfortable. He made shalom. Reb Nassim Tzvi Finkel took the basketball in the middle and started dribbling, and they like the whole thing just got peaceful. He took worlds. That's Avram Avinu. Mitzad Echad and Ivri, Mitzad Shani, he gets it. He understands each one, everyone, and pulls in. I saw Avram Avinu. That's a glimpse of Avram Avinu. The Ivri Mitzad Echad, anybody understands of Nassim Tzvi Finkel knew there was an Ivri, a Yachin. Somebody was in a mixed school, was an Ida Crown, a mixed school, and became one of the Gedolei Ador. He was an Ivri. He stood alone. He stood alone. But so ma'oriv, so understanding of the next person, so connected, so part, started dribbling the ball at the chasm. That's like a visual to this that we're aspiring. The tool of ivri in our bag and the tool of ma'oriv in our bag. My bracha to all of us is to really work hard in our lives to acquire both tools, to know when to use each tool. There are people who can pull out the Ma'oriv tool when they should be an Ivri. They pull out the Ivri tool and they should be a Ma'oriv to know how and when to pull it out, to have both tools and to know when to use both tools. That's a person who grows and causes others to grow, who puts on his shoulders. That's what we're aspiring to, Chevra, for us all. So that's what I wanted to share in Parshas Nayach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.